Hello.
And welcome to Hair Loss Goss with me, Sally.
And me, James.
And today we have got a very exciting guest on, Holly from Pretty Little Wigs.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming. So tell us, how did you get to where you are? So how was Pretty Little Wigs invented?
Pretty Little Wigs was a lockdown baby. I've been doing hair extensions for the last 13 years, and that was just everything to me. I lived, breathed, love it, I still do. And as soon as lockdown hit, we were obviously forced to stop everything that we knew. So when we got to like maybe May, I thought, this really is happening now. Yeah. We are going to have a full break.
None of us believed it, did we?
No, not at all. So I just thought, well, I might give it a go, like making a wig. I downloaded three different downloads. And I just fell in love within the first 10 minutes.
So you made your very first wig?
Yes.
Where did you start?
Yeah.
So I can sew because I sew hair extensions. So you start off with like the base of the cap, and you literally sew in row by row through the back, and you would get like a pre-made top bit. Some people do fully make their own top bits, but that's the way that I began.
You mean like the lace coverage?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
the lace top section. So I would buy in the top section, sew all the bits on the back, and I would custom colour as best as physically possible, based off people's inspiration pictures.
Oh my God.
So you were doing it all online, completely separate. You couldn't be face to face with them because of lockdown.
It
was just a case of just using all your experience, really, to create something.
Did you sew on the weft of the wig? Like, so did you get like a weft of hair and then sew it, or did you do individual?
The weft, like a traditional weft that you'd use for hair extensions. Yeah. Like I use Hair Kings, for example. I would split the weft in half because they usually doubled up to make the rows a lot thinner, because otherwise you make the wig way too thick. So I'd like split the wig up, and then you'd sew in like every centimetre a new row through the back with hand stitching. But
how long did that take you?
If I wasn't doing any colour work, I think it was about 4 hours in the end, but I think one took me about 16 hours because I had to recolour it three times.
Patience of a saint there.
But before I'd even made a wig, I had watched 10 minutes of a how-to video.
Yeah.
And I was like all in, like completely all in. I'd made an Instagram page, made an email address, bought a domain, trademarked the name, I made a logo on Canva, and I was like, right, this is me, I'm doing it.
Good on you, that's amazing.
Definitely. It's one of those things, isn't it? When you set up a business, it's kind of, you've got to believe in it from the very beginning.
Definitely.
You can't be a bit like, oh, is this going to work or is it not? And you may have those doubts in the back of your head, and you always have difficult times when you set up a business. But, you know, when you've got something that you truly, honestly believe in, and you've got a passion for it, and you've got experience in the background, you know, in your past, I mean, it's just amazing.
What made you want... Once it had you seen clients that maybe needed them, or
I think I always had an interest in wigs. I just genuinely didn't believe I had the time to do it.
Yes.
With hair extensions, as you know, like we can make like from the ear downwards amazing, but anything too high up, it's in the danger zone of getting seen. So I think like along the years that I've been doing it, there's always been a calling for something up top. But I thought about, oh, should I go into like mesh integration systems or like that kind of thing? But again, I just thought I was way too busy to do anything more than I did until lockdown. And then I had to then figure out how I was going to do two businesses at the same time when we came back to work.
So did you for a long time make your own wigs at the beginning then?
I handmade, coloured and sold about 40 orders. Cool. And then... when that was around the time when we had to come back to work, and I had about what felt like a million hair extension clients who wanted to get in the diary, but I was also fulfilling handmade wig orders. So I loved doing the wigs, but it was starting to get to a point where I was like, there's something not quite right about the service that I'm offering that I just didn't love, and I knew it could be better. So I thought, it's so much money for somebody to like spend
yeah.
on something they've never tried on. They've just sent me a picture and I've got to do my very, very best to recreate their inspo yeah. picture. And even if I believe I've completely nailed it in every way, if they then try it on and think, oh, the route doesn't actually suit me, even though I've asked for it, who's in the right or wrong?
Yeah.
And I would never want to force somebody to keep something if they're not happy with it, but it's a custom made item.
Yeah. So and technically, you've just spent all that time.
If like, who's right? So it's a really difficult yeah. situation. And I hated any kind of niggly bits that I ran into about that. So
yeah.
the reason that I went down the road of like having a huge stock is because I wanted someone to be able to come in and try it on. And if you loved it, amazing. And if you put every single thing on in my shop and you couldn't possibly find something that worked for you,
then you could do a custom.
You've spent an hour with me and that's it. You've not spent the best part of £1,000 on a wig.
Yeah.
So this is how I began to build my stock. And I honestly, I had about 10 wigs and I thought I was a baller. I was like, look at my wall. And now I have close to 200 in the salon.
Wow.
So people can come into your salon mm-hmm. for an hour or however long yep. they want, sit down with you, talk about yep. what they want,
yep.
show you inspiration, mm-hmm. but you're there with them. You can talk about things like skin tone against hair color.
Absolutely.
You can talk about roots. You can yep. talk about base designs yep. and you can create something truly unique for them.
Absolutely.
And they can try some stuff on, but if it's mm-hmm. not quite right, you can mm-hmm. then say, well, I can adjust this one, or
yeah,
I can start completely from scratch.
So I don't customize color anymore,
okay,
which was a big thing which really used to stress me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am a hairdresser and I'm a colorist, but I'm a retired colorist because I've just yes. done extensions for yeah. a long time now. Yeah. So I wanted it to be as seamless as possible.
Yeah.
So you can have extra small through to large cap sizes. We can do 10 inch down to 30 inch in length, and we have over 70 color options.
Wow.
So within all of those variants,
you're gonna find something.
I'd need to have the full stock, literally thousands of wigs in store, but we just do our very best with like say 200 at the moment. It's always growing. There's yeah. always going to be more. But at least people can get as close to what they want as possible. And if they simply can't find something, then fair enough, but it's very rare.
Obviously your clientele that are coming in to have a wigs, what do you find is the reasons mostly? Is it alopecia? Is it cancer? Is it?
Yeah, they're probably yeah. the two main ones.
So it must make it quite emotional.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. I cry with everyone.
Yeah.
I am the most emotional person and it's probably one of, I cry if an ambulance goes past because I hope it gets there on time. Like, I know.
It does pull it.
God, you don't live next to a hospital.
Literally.
Blimey. Floods of tears every single day. Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the reasons, and my mum knows this more than anyone, one of the reasons that I've held off in the hair loss world is because I genuinely didn't think I'd be strong enough to help yeah. people because I do get so emotional.
Yeah.
But I think if anything, like now that I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser and I'm in it, I think people actually appreciate it because they know yeah. that you're not just like a robot selling them something. 100%. Like
you've got
I have like
to
a whole family in.
Is it
empathetic?
Empathetic.
The thing is with hair loss, whether you're a man or a woman, mm-hmm. it's such a deeply personal thing.
Yeah. yeah.
And what you want from someone who's providing a service that gives you your confidence back is that empathy
yeah.
and someone who really understands you sure. and takes their time and will talk. It's not like selling piece of furniture
yeah.
or
yeah.
a product that you just buy off the shelf mm-hmm. and you're just buying it off of a whim. Oh, that's on yeah. offer or
people,
I like the colour
yeah,
of that.
People are broken from losing their hair
yeah.
for whatever reason.
Absolutely. We found the same thing. Like when we first set up Cheshire Hair Clinic, it was a big step and I had a lot of personal experience with hair loss. Mm-hmm. So I knew how I felt.
Yeah.
So I had a head start because I knew that most of the clients were in a similar position to me. So they would have felt similar
yeah.
to me and so we could empathise straight away. But on, you know, on female wigs and toppers,
mm-hmm.
it's another mm-hmm. level as well because
yeah.
women are so used to having
yeah.
hair and it's so much about the focus on how you feel
yeah.
and, you know, advertisement's all about
absolutely
how you look.
Yeah.
So it's such an important thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different styles of wigs. Now,
yeah.
I do toppers. I don't really know very much about wigs. So you brought some in
mm-hmm.
to show us. So you can, because there's lots of cap constructions,
yeah.
isn't there? And lace. So what do you find the most popular?
Our best seller is the lace top wig. So like what I have on now.
I did not know you were having
party trick. Party trick. For those that are listening and not watching on YouTube, Holly's just lifted her wig off her head.
So all of our wigs are completely glueless, so you don't need any adhesive, any tape. And the lace top wigs are the least dense style that we do. They're still quite full, but you can absolutely have weight tuck out of them and have them layered and they'll feel a little bit more lightweight.
Yeah.
We also do a cap construction, which we call a seamless looks, which is a little bit of lace at the front and then it transitions into the silk top parting. They do feel a lot fuller, so we don't sell them as much, but we do definitely have customers who love them. If you want a lot more of a full look, or you don't like seeing a knot, not that you can see knots very easily, but like even if you're looking super up close, the seamless wigs are fantastic for the no kind of knot. It looks like you've stolen someone's scalp. No, we don't have any bleach knots. Occasionally our very darkest pieces come factory bleached. But if someone wants like a bleached front hairline, for example, a lot of our wigs do have a front highlight. Like if you grab the brown one,
this one,
yeah, even though the knots of the brown are brown through the parting, the very front hairline is blonde, so when you like push it back, the hair which is like straight onto your scalp is as light as possible, and looks really, really natural.
And how long would you say a wig tends to last for if you were using it and wearing it every
frequently
day?
I'd say a good year, however you're probably going to need a little infill from time to time. So the center parting, or like wherever your parting is through the top and the front hairline, can sometimes wear down a little bit quicker with like brushing and styling, even just adjusting, like if you just give it like a little tweak every now and then, or like a little pull, like you're bothering the knots over a frequent period of time.
So you do get hair loss with it then?
Yeah, you can get a little bit of shedding, but it doesn't mean it's the end of the road. We would just use hair from the back of the wig and refill the front of the wig with it. Or you can use brand new hair, but it's just a cheaper way of doing it.
Yeah.
It is something which we are starting to offer in-house because we used to outsource it. But it's, I think it's just fantastic because the wig looks brand new again and it just goes on and on.
So a wig that would normally last, say, 9 to 12 months, you could extend that, double it.
Way more,
effectively, because you're constantly refilling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you say all of your wigs are glueless.
Yes.
So with hair systems, they're either taped or adhered to the man's scalp, so they're stuck on and they're not coming off until they're refitted, which depends on their lifestyle and how quickly that is. So how secure are the wigs? Like,
I can flip my head if you want.
Because I know that people listening to this who may be interested in your kind of products, they're like, well, it sounds amazing, but it's glueless. So what happens if, like, a gust of wind? Is it just going to fly off?
Oh, the wind's nothing. I've ridden a mechanical bull to prove that it'll stay. I've jumped in a swimming pool. I've been to the gym and my PT designed the session around as much head whipping as possible.
Okay.
So, like, for example, you're like a skier. Really going for it. I feel like I've tried to do so many things to prove how well they stay on.
Are they hot to wear?
I'd say, like, if you're in a hot situation, yes, but having hair is hot. So, like, I've walked around, say, for example, Mykonos Town in the summer, and I was quite hot, but I would have been hot anyway. So, like, slightly hotter than normal,
and
if anything.
How do you find putting up wigs? Because from the little conversation and experience I've had with seeing clients, they've always said about putting it up.
Like,
you know,
it's harder.
Yeah, that is, it's harder. So you can do, like, a low ponytail, but if you go high, obviously
it can expose the back of the wig.
Yeah. So do you find that you can't put it up as much?
We encourage low pony and half up, half down, and possibly a mid pony, but I do have clients who've very successfully done buns and high ponies. If, like, recently on, like, my Instagram, I think one of my clients has collabed with a post.
Okay.
And it's literally, like, up here, and it looks fantastic.
Wow. I suppose it's just about how you position the hair before you style it.
Definitely.
Enough length to style it.
Absolutely.
So if you were very new to wigs and you just lost your hair, where on earth would you start?
Yeah.
So if that message, like, dropped into my DMs, like, hey, I've just started experiencing some hair loss and I think I need a wig, like, what do I do? The first thing we say is, are you able to get in and come and have a try on with us? Because physically trying a product on to know what works for you and know what size is going to be good, know what colour is going to be good, what length is going to eliminate so much stress.
Yes.
Versus an online order. And don't get me wrong, there's so many companies out there who absolutely smash it, who are just online. But the the difference of actually physically having something on your head is just fantastic. There's ways where, like, you can do a head measurement and you can do a measurement for length and things like that, and like send pictures of colour. But
yeah, it's good to feel. But how? So obviously, that's getting making sure that the size is right on the head, making sure that the client feels like it's you know, it's comfortable, and then. And is it just personal preference whether you have the lace or whether you have the diff? Because there's so many different cap constructions, isn't there?
So we typically start off with the lace top wigs because they tend to feel generally the best.
Okay. So that's the most popular.
Yeah, definitely with us. If somebody loves a really full effect or they specifically want a silk top, then that's when we'd look at the seamless caps.
Okay.
And then our newer style, which is the band fall wig, which is literally designed to wear with a hairband. That's more like a day-to-day running errands, just throw it on. They preserve... And
then, so you mean like the...
Yeah, you just wear like a headband to cover the join off them. Right. So they don't have anything fancy at the front with lace. But they are fantastic to like double up. Like if you're going to have two wigs, I'd have a lace wig and I'd have the headband wig, because then that is going to help the lace wig last a lot longer, because you're not constantly wearing your best wig.
So this one here is a band one.
Yeah, and my Jewish customers actually introduced me to them more recently, as they're more day-to-day wigs, because Jewish ladies wear wigs as soon as they get married to cover their hair.
So this bit at the back here,
adjustable straps,
and then they're adjustable.
Yeah, typically you'd want it to fit nicely on the outermost straps. Wigs can stretch a little bit over time, so that's why you can use the hooks to bring them in. If you were wearing a wig right on the middle hooks, I'd say the size is wrong immediately.
Really?
So yeah, the outermost straps at first, if the wig stretches, bring it in a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So from a male perspective, with the hair system, we get guys who come in who want... who have a consultation very similar to you. We show them hair systems and talk to them about things like density and colour, blah, 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 blah. Then they have it and they have it on and they're like, oh my God, that's so much hair.
Yeah.
Do you get clients that have hair shock and that kind of thing where they're like, they love the idea of it, and then when they have it, they're like, no, it's too much. I actually don't like it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Sometimes if a client has visited and they're like a bit, oh, don't know if I need a topper or a wig, often they'll love going more with the topper, because it just feels way less dense. Like, it's essentially like a crown.
Yeah.
And then they have their own hair underneath.
Yeah.
So the amount of hair on the topper just feels a lot more familiar and a lot less overwhelming. Making the choice between them both, though, is going to depend on, like, is your natural hair underneath going to be able to support the topper in the long run?
Because the toppers have clips, don't
they? Yeah, exactly.
So they've got to be clipped into something to secure it.
And if you've
got to have some hair for a topper to work, where
absolutely
you can wear a wig over hair, but...
And I'll never, ever push a topper on someone unless we know for sure, like, what the future looks like, because I had a lady visit for the cold cap, and she said, I'm not going to lose any hair, I'm just going to do a topper, it's going to be fine. And literally 2 weeks later, she rang me saying it's all gone. So that, like, it was awful, because she'd just spent all this money on a topper. So I, like, made a vow from then on that we don't sell a topper to anybody who's going to have the cold cap until they're at the other end of their treatment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it can be a really tough one, because the wig might be solving most of the problems and the most restful thing, but then someone might like the feel of the topper because it's more lightweight. Yeah. So... But having the opportunity to try it on and sit with them for like a good hour, like, you can kind of figure out what works best.
Yeah. And in terms of your demographic then, what's your age range like?
It's so different.
Yeah.
I think from our social media, a lot of people expect it's just like younger people. But like, we have anything from like little girls all the way up to 70, 80.
Do you have little ones? I don't think I could do that.
Well, we've recently just got on Older Hay's supplier list.
Amazing.
We're in talks with, I'm just about on another load of Liverpool hospitals. But I feel like I don't have kids, but I am quite good with kids.
Yeah.
Like, my mum used to have children's day nurseries, so, like, even though, like, I'm not there with kids myself, I just love dogs.
Yeah.
but I feel like I must have, like, got something from her because, like, I'll refer to the wigs as, like, the Wednesday Adams wig or, like, I don't know, like, make really fun. Like, I think no matter how anxious someone is when they come in, by the end of it, they always walk away. Like, that was so much fun, whether they're big or little.
So I don't know too much about this one. So if you get diagnosed with a hair loss condition in the NHS do offer you wigs, don't they?
They offer a voucher and each trust does their own thing. This has been probably the most difficult thing that I've had to go through, trying to get on any kind of list. So the very first thing I had to do was get onto the NHS supply chain. So I passed that result. It took a while, but I got on it and I was like, yes, finally, right, everyone can start coming and using the vouchers. We got there. Thank goodness. And then I was like, well, how do we start taking these vouchers?
Yeah.
And the trust, the NHS supply chain said, you now have to go to each individual trust to then get onto their list. But you don't get any contact details. You don't get sent in any direction. You just have to figure it out. And I had some help from, very kindly, from Morgan's in Chester. She did try and hook me up with a few people very kindly. But I didn't get anywhere. So I've found I've only actually got onto trust lists by patients saying something to the trust. Wow. So
see, that's quite wrong, isn't it, really? Like, you've created this business to help people that are in desperate need of hair. And I'm sure, I don't know whether they still do it, I'm sure the NHS do have, like, an in-store wig, but isn't it synthetic hair?
Yeah, so they encourage the voucher for synthetic, from what I know, because the voucher covers pretty much the cost of a synthetic wig.
Because synthetic hair is, well, it's not hair to start with.
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
Plastic.
It's plastic.
Yeah.
But it will last a long, long time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like hair.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like hair, and you can't style it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so you're really replacing your own hair with something that's pretty low quality in comparison. Yeah.
And I think they have a place, like gym wig, pool wig, holiday wig. Like, don't ruin your best wig by doing all of these activities.
Yeah.
But yeah, as like a day-to-day piece that you want to feel great in, like, they're not going to feel as good as a human hair wig.
No.
So yeah, we've had clients who've made some real noise within the trust that they get their vouchers from. So hopefully, like, soon we are going to be a bit more up and running. I'm just now gunning for Clatterbridge. I really want to get on their list.
We'll keep everything crossed for you, because it's an amazing thing.
I'm going to march in with a rail of them and just be like, how can you not take these? They're so good. And, like, we have the most stock of anyone that I know of with human hair wigs, and it's on the doorstep, so it just makes sense. But we'll
As I say, like, with having 200 wigs in-house, you must be one of the biggest.
Yeah, I thought maybe the only people who possibly would have more was maybe Jewish wig shops.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just not as much on social media, so we just don't know. But when I've had my Jewish customers come recently, they're like, oh no, there's nothing like this, like, where they shop usually. Wow. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's inspirational what you do, and it's amazing.
So whereabouts are you based then, for everyone that's listening who may want to get in touch?
We're on the Wirral, which is kind of halfway between Liverpool and North Wales and Chester, and we've just moved into our new salon, where we have the biggest wig room you've probably ever seen. It's the biggest room in our whole salon.
Okay.
And when
you've just done a massive renovation, haven't you?
Yeah, we used to be in a building that was 750 square foot, and now it's 3,500 square foot.
Wow.
Yeah. And mostly wig room, like
3,000 square foot is just wigs.
Yeah, definitely.
So you still do your extensions,
yeah,
and then you've also got your wigs as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
So we're in West Kirby, which is right by the seaside. So it's quite a cool place for people to visit, because you can make a day of it.
Yeah.
And we do have people coming from all over the country now. And we also have the train station literally across the road. So if you get on the train at West Kirby, it goes straight to Liverpool. And then you've got all the connections from all over England then. So
perfect location.
Cool. Amazing. Yeah.
Well, it's such a great opportunity to meet you and have this chat with you, because you know, we've been speaking for a while, and we've known each other through social media for quite a long time, and it's just been great to see you
grow. I followed you even before I was in hair loss. I like community and doing what I do now. Amazing. I've always watched you and thought it's amazing what you do. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, if you want any more information, we'll put all of Holly's information on our Instagram.
And then get in touch if you need her.
Yeah, get in touch.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.